Oh, it really means a lot because it will cut the cost of production and also make the farmer very competitive in the global marketplace. Cost of production is also one of the factors that makes sometimes the local produce very expensive. So 50% reduction is going to really ensure that there will be increased production, and access to fertilizer too will also increase production by increased yield. Yeah.
Hitherto, we have reports of smuggling of subsidized fertilizer to neighboring countries. Don't you think that the reduction would encourage smuggling more than ever before?
Yeah, I think that looking at the previous experience where subsidies were offered in fertilizer and almost half of the fertilizer or 70% of it find itself out of the borders of Ghana, it's great concern. But with some discussions that I have had with the authorities in the ministry, it's like they have realized the difficulties that come with this subsidy, and some measures are going to be put in place. They intend to employ some, a lot of suspension officers in addition to support the program. And under the planting for food or jobs program, there's going to be some way that will be done, because directly the farmers will have direct access to the fertilizer through a thing that will be monitored by the ministry. So it's not going to be like business as usual. They need to ensure that people who are registered to do the cultivation, so now they have registered a lot of the farmers, they have already know who are going to do the cultivation. The database is there. So the person has to go and pick up the fertilizer, and no dealer has the business for them to come and say the fertilizer is finished, because they're going to be monitored directly from the ministry, which I think is a good thing.
How easy will this monitoring be? We are looking at the whole country, and is it going to be through special marking on the fertilizer or what?
I think it's a new effort. But notwithstanding that, they concern all, they also have concerns from the distributors, how effective the distributors are going to be and transparent. So that is what caused for them to think that since the database is there and they know which farmer to do what, there's a recovery process. The farmer is going to come and pay half the price of the fertilizer and then pay back when he has it. So if the farmer doesn't receive the fertilizer, how will he be able to pay? And that could be a source for them to identify that the fertilizer did not get to the end user. I think that the next system that should be created, as we continue to say, is that in the next season, there should be some markings on the backs and also the color of that fertilizer stream, because the same fertilizer that is being distributed for the subsidy is the same fertilizer that the dealers are selling in Ghana and also exporting to the neighboring countries. So we need to be able to identify the government subsidized fertilizer in the next coming season.
Well, we have put the especially in rice, soybean, and other crops. There is a need to be able to catalyze for farmers to be attracted to produce more. And if farmers can produce more, then there should be intervention to make sure that at least their cost of production, government bears part of it, will help them be able to expand their acreage. So government's intention is to bear part of the cost of production so that the farmers also be able to afford. Because if you are planting, you have good seed, and you don't add the nutrients, which is the fertilizer to it, we are not able to get a maximum yield. So that's why government have gone that far to be able to support our farmers so that they can produce more for us to get more food and get some for export.
How sure are you that this will not encourage smuggling of this fertilizer to neighboring countries as it used to be?
That is a big problem. And it's a problem which every citizen should be able to lend a helping hand. The security agencies and everybody should be a vigilante towards this direction. But on our side, we are trying to use electronic system to manage this year's fertilizer subsidy, so that by that we'll be able to minimize smuggling as much as possible.
From the beginning, there was a plan to label the fertilizer in particular colors, so that when they are smuggled, they could be easily traced and identified. Are you doing something like that?
We haven't done that, but you know the tendency of people, if people really want to smuggle, you can put it in a label bag, they'll rebag it and take it along. So that is not a panacea to the problem of smuggling.
You just